You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
So many videos to get to this hour, and I want to start with a selection from one of my favorite YouTubers. We should probably try to get on there. I don't think I've ever tried to get him on the show, but he is fantastic. I cannot recommend his videos enough. Razor Fist. He goes by Razor Fist. His rants are really on a whole nother level. They're absolutely incredible. I would feel exploitative, but otherwise I would just play his video. I'd play his whole like 10-minute video. But I don't want to steal him. So if you want to see this full video, you got to go search Razor Fist, all one word, on YouTube and find this. But I thought he did a really good, very typical for Razor pitch for why it's important that you vote, why it's important you vote in the right way. Because as you know, we got potential dangers here. There's a danger that people are complacent and think that there's no way Kamala can win. Trump's going to win. So it's okay if I can't quite make it on election day. That can be an Achilles heel of ours. We cannot be complacent. We cannot assume this is a foregone conclusion. You have to vote. You still have to vote. Or the other foregone conclusion that they're going to cheat. They're going to, you know, lie anyway. So, you know, what's the point? You got to vote. You got to vote because there is such a thing as too big to rig. Here's Razor Fist breaking it down in the way that only he can.
Post-concussive syndrome. While I have nary a doubt the 2024 election is going to have more fortification than the Maginot Line, I'd hasten to remind you of exactly how well that held up against an unbridled blitzkrieg assault. Bros, broads, black-pilled pissants. We still need to vote. We very much need to vote. In damn droves, might I add. Take two friends. Take your family. Abduct an indigent and send them into the booth to boof Biden and company. But the fact remains, there is such a thing as too big to rig. Remember, 2020 wasn't decided by a million, dillion, bajillion Biden ballots. It was decided by a few thousand ballots in key counties because that's how close the Electoral College was. And it ain't like you can conjure those ballots from thin air. It's a ballot, not a U.S. dollar. Even fraudulent votes actually have to belong to real people, people. That's the way fortification always worked.
You wait until all the votes come in, and then you see how many you need, and then you use ballots that were not sent in or, you know, not returned to make up the difference. There is such a thing as too big to rig, and we have to achieve that threshold. Again, Razor Fist on YouTube. That video called the Kumala Collapse. C-O-U-P, Mala. The Kumala Collapse. Let's go to clip number 9 here. This is a little white pill for us. It's a little breath of sanity in this maelstrom of madness. There are still human beings with functional brains out there. Hopefully this will replenish your hope meter that's been drained throughout this show. Let's go to clip number 9.
This guy just yells in the street, Trump 2024. What makes you love Donald Trump?
If you're truly a patriotic American, how could you not love Donald Trump? If you actually are somebody that does your research and your due diligence as opposed to being pushed by somebody else's propagandist talking points, how could you hate Donald Trump? He's the most popular businessman in American history. If you wanted a movie to be popular throughout all of before 2016, who has the most cameos? I find it funny that as soon as he became a Republican, he became racist. But name me that racist that won an NAACP award. I'll wait. Didn't we have peace around the world when Trump was in office? Why are we in war right now? Oh, and for that daggone bill y'all want to keep talking about the border, well, y'all were okay with the administration giving $60 billion to Ukraine so they can put $1,500 at the border. Here's something else deeper for you to think about. Didn't they leave millions and millions of guns in Afghanistan unguarded and unattended and left the country directly after that Xi Jinping and Putin came down and gave them legitimacy? Well, what happens after that? Oh, didn't Biden give Putin access to a gas pipeline? And then directly after that, he went to war with Ukraine. And then was it a coincidence that one of our basketball stars got locked up in Russia and we traded her for Victor Boot? So we traded the Lord of War for Brittany Griner. with a whole bunch of unattended guns in Afghanistan. That's what you voted for. That's better than Trump. You need to wake up, bro.
You need to wake up, bro. This is the division. Are you informed or not? Can you think for yourself or not? Can you connect the dots? Or are you blind to what's right in front of you? Are you being led around on a leash like a dog by people who despise you? Or can you simply look at their actions, their behavior, their lies, and just reject it outright? Just think for yourself. Just see what's happening. It's all right in front of you. That guy just laid out just a tiny sprinkling of some of the blatant conspiracies taking place right in front of our eyes. Do you have the ability to see it? Or is the miasma of leftism clouding your vision? That's the division right now. And funnily enough, that's actually kind of a good transition into another video I want to play. Because I can't get over this video. It's like somebody went back in time and filmed me. I've told you this story. And I've told you the story as one of the first times that I saw what was at work in the American psyche. Or this was like back in high school, maybe the year after. Like maybe I just graduated, but hanging out with friends and bringing up this crazy thing I saw where Obama's birth certificate was fake and you could download it and you could see the layers. Now, I've told the story before because it was one of the like weird, shocking things where, and my friend's brother was like, "That's fake. You're a racist." I was like, "But no, I'm telling you something I saw with my own eyes. It was a document you can download. Like I saw this. I did it. I'm telling you it. You'd never heard of this, and yet somehow you have a preconceived notion about this thing you'd never heard of, and you project onto me some sort of ulterior motive for just seeing a thing in my own, like with my own eyes, doing something and experiencing it." This was a major like watershed moment for me in sort of understanding what we were up against. And the fact that you could introduce a new piece of information that somebody had not heard before, and yet they are primed and prepared and already it's pre-established in their mind to reject it outright. Even though they'd never seen it, they'd never heard it. They had no idea whether it was true or not before I said it. And yet, somehow, they'd been hijacked. They'd been hacked psychologically to reject this outright and then to think I was a bad person for saying what I'd seen. Now, I brought this up. I didn't think in a million years that that document would still be online. I thought for sure when it was discovered that the layers of this document could be taken into Photoshop and separated, I thought for sure they would take it down and put it up with a merged PDF to not let people do this. Apparently not. Apparently, it's still up there on the official White House Gov archive. This guy just figured it out, and it's a beautiful video of somebody waking up in real time with the appropriate emotional reaction to realizing that you've been lied to forever. So it's clip number 23 here. It's a person showing you what I discovered all the way back in 2009 or whenever it was, that the Obama birth certificate is in fact not just faked in a way that absolutely any average Joe can go and discover it is fake. Absolutely. Like not even hiding it, they don't even try to disguise it. Almost in like a power move of like, we're going to put this obviously fake birth certificate up and then call anybody that questions it a conspiracy theory and a racist. Crazy implications to this entire situation. Here's the video.
I'm shook right now because I just saw some video online that said Obama's birth certificate is fake. And it's on the whitehouse.gov. Apparently you can download it. And so I did. I'm a professional designer, guys. I'm a professional designer. If you look behind me, look, 3D printers and like wave format printers, all this stuff. Okay, like I do this all the time. Like I've done photo editings. This is insane. I am like shook at the intensity. I got to show you this. So here we go. We're on I just type in Obama certificate. Here, I'll just type it in, enter. Here you go. Obama certificate, long form PDF. This says the White House or the Obama White House archives.gov. This is the official .gov website, okay? This is Obama's birth certificate, supposedly. But what I'm about to show you is gonna blow your mind. Like, I'm downloading it right now. We're downloading it. Let's bring it up in the files. You know, I've done this a few times now at this point because I'm like, I can't even believe this is real. So, and let's open this up in Illustrator, okay? In Illustrator. And I'm like thinking, okay, well, that's, you know, it could be legit, except for, wait a second, there's bounding boxes on here. So you can delete the bounding boxes and in Illustrator, and if you delete them, you can move the entire background document off of the page. And you can literally separate it, and you can see that this is the original document with the original text on it. That this has been completely photo edited, and they put this ghosting effect on here. And this is like, I can't even believe this. And even the background's been edited because this pattern just repeats like it was on the page, but it like curls around. I don't know what that's about. That's weird. But all of this is separated. These are separate window boxes. This is from the White House's website. Like, I literally just downloaded this. And look, it's like crazier than that. Look. The entire document has separation components. Like, their date stamps are two tonal different colors. Like, they can be moved separate. Like, I'm just blown away. I'm blown away at how terrible of a Photoshop job this is. There is, like, some artifacting things here, it looks like. This is a... This is